Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
Now, today's devotional reflection, one of the precious promises to the believer is God's promise of protection. Over and again in scripture, one finds records of how God has provided for his children. In Exodus, Moses leads the nation of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. At this juncture in history, the children of Israel have been in bondage for roughly 400 years. They have no army, strategic military planning, and perhaps no mindset to fight for their freedom. God speaks to the people through Moses and says, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of God, which he will accomplish for you. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." I wonder how many times we try and fight for ourselves when in reality, God desires for us to hold our peace and let him do the fighting for us. Warren Wiersbe once said, "The safest place in all the world is in the will of God, and the safest protection in all the world is the name of God." Paul writes about many of the hardships he faced in this life in 2 Corinthians. Paul said that 5 times he received 39 lashes, 2x he was beaten with rods, 1x was stoned, 3x shipwrecked. He spent a night and a day in the deep. He faced perils of waters, perils of robbers, dangers from his fellow citizens, threats from the Gentiles, threats in the city, troubles in the wilderness, risks in the sea, perils among false brethren. Paul faced weariness and toil, sleeplessness, hunger and thirst, and cold and nakedness. Paul had every reason to doubt God's protective care. Still, Paul wrote that God would protect us no matter how dark or difficult our trials. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but never forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. I encourage you to trust God's protective care. If you are a believer, he wants to prove himself true in your life. Surrender the control to him and watch how masterfully he protects. Remember, God's promise of protection does not guarantee we will never know pain or loss. Sometimes he uses trials to purify us so we can develop a deeper faith, persevere, and grow to maturity and Christ-likeness. Rest knowing God keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. God keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.